This is The Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi, I'm Jody Davis with the Fairfield Church of Christ, and it is great to be with you for another program today, to where we can turn to God's Word and we can study it for just a little bit. The topic I'd like us to consider, it's probably going to be a few radio programs to get through this, but is forgiveness. Now, when we think of forgiveness from a worldly concept, it's hard to forget. So we may forgive someone, but to forget it, to purge it from our minds, that's a difficult thing for us as people to do. And a lot of times the worldly way of forgetting is, okay, I forgive you, but I'm gonna tuck this in my back pocket in case I need to use it later. Well, we want to look at the forgiveness of God, and it's going to be totally separate from any type of forgiveness that we may see in this world. And we can go to Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 28, where our Lord is instituting the Lord's Supper. And we read these very important words about forgiveness. For this is my blood of the new covenant. His blood, our Lord's blood of the New Testament of Christ, which is shed for many, and there's a purpose of our Lord's blood of the New Testament of Christ, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And that's forgiveness of sins. The New King James, they use the word remission, but if you look at some of the other versions, you're going to see the word forgiveness. And that is what we're talking about here with the blood of Christ and His New Testament. Now, we drill down to the Greek that's used for this word, and we find words like dismissal. The sins are being dismissed. You can go away. You're gone. Released. More or less the same type thought. Pardon. Officially, your sins are excused from you, and they're being obliterated from the record, that sort of thing. Or you also find a meaning of just sending away. And that's a wonderful thought. Sending away our sins. Remission of sins. Now, remember, we're talking about the forgiveness of God here. And it's something totally different than what you and I experience in this world with other folks. Let's take a look at God's forgiveness. And keep in mind, this is going to be the answer to all this. God's forgiveness is complete and total. But let's look at a few verses here. Micah, the 7th chapter and the 19th verse in the Old Testament. We read two things here. Subdue our iniquities. Meaning that our sins in God's forgiveness, they are subdued. They're bound. They're wrestled to the ground. They're bound. They're tied up. They're restrained. So that they can have an effect on nothing else. But then we also read this about God's forgiveness in Micah 7:19. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Now, I don't know if maybe you've ever lost something in a river or a creek or the ocean, but you are very lucky to find it. And if it's in deep water, it's pretty well gone. They're still looking for treasure ships that have sunk centuries ago and just not having any great success in that endeavor. Although some are found. But when you talk about the sea, you talk about the deep trenches that go down thousands upon thousands of feet. And the sense here is in casting all our sins into the depths, not the shallow water, but the depths of the sea, where they can't be found. They can't be dug back up. In Psalms 103:12, in regards to God's forgiveness, we read this: as far as the east is from west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to just walk west until you get to east, or walk east until you get to west, but it's going to be a pretty long trip. You're going to be going over land and over sea and around and around and around the globe, because it'll never happen. And this is the sense of God's forgiveness with our sins. They are put out so completely that they are never to be found, never to be retrieved, never to be called back up. Gone without a trace. But even more than that, in Jeremiah 31:34, we read this about God's forgiveness: their sin I will remember no more. There's no putting it in the back pocket in case I need it later. With God's forgiveness, with this remission of sins, like we read about in Matthew 26:28, it is total. There is not even a remembrance of it. It is erased. It is obliterated. We see this in Acts 3:19, where we read, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." To be blotted out is to be wiped out. It's to be erased. It's to be obliterated. This is the remission of sins that we're talking about in Matthew 26:28. This is the remission of sins that our Lord died for on the cross. For this is my blood of the new covenant, the New Testament of Christ, that blood shed on the cross, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Why is forgiveness of sins important? Well, short answer, Romans 3:23, we read, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." 1 John 1:5, "This is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, no sin at all." Not even just, maybe just a little, I mean, just a speck. No, nothing. Without forgiveness, we are in the same state as those Christians were in Ephesus before they obeyed the gospel. And in Ephesians 2:12, we read about their state before they came to the gospel, obeyed it, and received their forgiveness of sins. It reads that at that time you were, get this, without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. And then these words of the person who has never availed themselves to the forgiveness that we receive in the New Testament of Christ, that which he shed his blood for, that which we receive in obedience to the gospel, those who have not done this. Ephesians 2:12, no hope, and without God in the world. Those two words, no hope. They echo in sadness. They echo in a terrible emptiness. No hope without God in the world. This is why the forgiveness of God is essential in our lives. Next week we'll continue this because, well, how do we receive that forgiveness? What must I do to be saved? You're encouraged to study the Word with us and to continue with this study. Forgiveness is awesome. Forgiveness is a wondrous thing through the grace of God. But how do we get there? Is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. We follow the precious inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God. And only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, his body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail, or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way.